How did your family come here to live in Melrose Park?
I'm not sure what brought my grandfather here, except it was probably the railroad. And I think when he first came in New York, he may have started there, but came out this way, started on a railroad which ran through Melrose Park, and then settled. He wound up building the building, which is now on 22nd and Lake. And he became a proprietor of that. He rented out the store below, which I believe may have been Tritzy's grocery store. There were two men that ran a butcher shop in there. And next door to him, and he had another shop there. I don't know who originally was in it, but I knew Johnny Zito had it, and he did printing. He printed anything he wanted, cards, business cards, etc., gift cards and whatnot. That's on my grandfather's side. My grandfather's side came from Calabria, Cosenza, and a town called Belcito, a small town in Calabria. On my mother's side, we had relative already here, which was called the Danzas, and they had a store in Merrill's Park. He came here from Avellino, which is in the region of Campania. Avellino is east of Naples, in a small town called San Angelo. And he came here, I know he worked for Sturgis in that, but shortly after he came here with his wife, he died of influenza. And there's a whole story on influenza during a period of time, which is probably the worst disease that ever occurred in the United States.
Was that in the 1980s?
Somewhere in that period of time. My mother's mother died after childbirth. The feeling was that the doctor wasn't a very good doctor, which happens in those period of time. She became an orphan and then went to live with her aunt, her father's sister. That's where she lived for a while until she got married. After I was born, our family kind of all lived together. All my grandfather, Pietro's, or Peter DeRose, I lived on 22nd at Lake in the different rooms upstairs, and there were rooms in the back downstairs. We all paid rent to him. And he had two daughters, four sons. Three of them went into service. The oldest was called, my dad was the oldest, but because I guess he had children and that, he didn't go into World War II when he was maybe a little too old for it anyway. But Doc went in, his name was Michael. John went in, his name was Johnny, and Joseph went in. And then I had an Aunt Mary who was a beautician, Teresa, and she married, I'm not sure how it came about, a Delaria, who also was in World War II. I had five uncles on the Danza side that were also in World War II, all parts of the world. Fortunately, everybody came back alive. That's a little bit up to the time of World War II and a little bit after. I do have an older brother by the name of Peter, is still living. He's in the hospital now, but he's still living. And he worked with my dad, who worked at Proviso Yards, till he retired. I think he spent 40-some years there as a chief. He wound up being chief clerk in that at the yards, which is, if you go back in the history of Merrill's Park, was one of the reasons of how Merrill's Park got started. And the earlier companies were to build things for the railroad. I think in the U.S. there was land grants that were given to the railroads, so much on each side. Part of the obligation was they would support the railroad wherever they went. My mother, outside of being a house mother, worked at the American Can Company for some years, and then during the war years, I know she worked at the Buick plant that came into town, and she did with calibrations and things. And then after the plant was closed down, she worked as a bookkeeper in that Duralite Pencil Company and some other things. The other thing she did is she worked at Westlake Hospital as a volunteer in the gift department or wherever else they needed her, until she couldn't work anymore. She came to us when she couldn't keep her home in here, because we were already out in Virginia.
Okay, you mentioned that you were born at Westlake Hospital back in 1936. What's one of the first memories you have of living here in Melville Park?
Playing up and down the street. Usually we played stickball, or we had a little small leather ball that we used to play catch in between the cars, between Lake Street and maybe a quarter of the way down. and we played games like Relivio, and we did one with my mother made a chocolate cake and somebody stuck their finger in, and you ran and hid while they were doing that. And there were some games like that that we played. Probably that was some of the earliest memories that I can think of. Plus some that my folks told me about, like my brother, Coxey's Army, I guess, went through town on the way to Washington. And my little brother, older brother, followed him, and they finally caught up with him on Fifth Avenue and Lake Street to bring him back home. Because he liked to follow parades.
It's a long way to walk.
Yeah, it's a long, well, he used to do a lot of walking in that. Other things, I know my grandfather, we had a deep basement in there, and I remember he had a wine press down there, which I think a lot of Italian families had. And it's a big old press, which he wound up putting in the old coal chute. He used to make wine, and all the old-timers used to come by the house with their little jugs and fill it up with wine, and he used to give it to them. And he had his garden, which he always attended, which we couldn't get near, under penalty of death. Not really, but essentially he couldn't go in his garden because that was his garden. He had all the typical type of food you'd want. There were still some plots of land in Merrill's Park where people did raise vegetables and that, mainly tomatoes and peppers. All of that has disappeared now. But there were still some of those during the 50s and in the 60s. Other things I remember is taking the Lake Street L to Oak Park.
Was that the streetcar down Lake Street?
The streetcar that was down Lake Street.
Did that go to Austin or Harlem?
I just get off at Arnhem, and then you would catch the elevated train from there. And then when they redid the streets, they took out the streetcars, and buses came after that. I remember as a kid, we used to play baseball. I know my brother played it near the bank, the old Merrill's Park Bank, on Main Street, and I remember some of the teams. The Bluebirds was what he had, but the Redbirds were probably the most dominant team in Merrill's Park. There was a Gales football game we used to go see once in a while as a small kid up at 16th Park, Veterans Park, I guess they call it. But as a kid, we went to 25th, west of 25th, south of Lake Street. There used to be an open field there, which I think they eventually made in the thing that says 1954 Merrill's Park World Series, whatever. I don't know if that's there anymore or not. Well, we used to play 8 to 10 or 12 games. And we also played across the street, which used to be Lumber Gardens. One time we had coming into town a couple of the girls that played on, I don't know, Parachy Stadium. They played with the Music Maids or the Queens or whatever they call them during the war years, 1940s and that. Women's 12-inch baseball. And they made a movie of that. But two of the most prominent players were gals called Olympia and Frida Sabona. As their name sounds, they were big, strong women baseball players. And I think they may be in the Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame as well. I had to play a game against them, so I like that. We'd enjoy that.
How'd you do against them?
Actually, we beat them, believe it or not, but we played 16-inch. We didn't play 12-inch against them. And that's an interesting game if you've never seen it. Although the players are all like the same positions as you have in the 12-inch fast. Grade school, the sports that we had there were a game called speedball, which is a cross between soccer, and you can also pass the ball, though. You scoop it up with your feet, you couldn't pick it up. And you can pass down the field, take a step, couldn't run with it, but you can pass or kick it. Basketball was the same. And then we had 12-inch fast pitch.